Family, the Bassman is live on the island of Curacao. Told you I was doing this SUP excursion, stand-up paddle boating. I had no idea what to expect, as I had never been on a surfboard before in my life. The good thing was is that they put me on the biggest surfboard because I happen to be the biggest man on the excursion. Big in a good way. Anyway, we stayed out there for about an hour and a half. The water was beautiful. The wind was blowing. It was very important that you follow the instructor who happens to be here with me now. His name is Jar. Thank you very much, brother, for leading us today and taking a few times to talk to me.
You're welcome, and thank you for the opportunity to give me this interview.
Well, it's my pleasure, man. So, for the folks back home, earlier we talked about the mangrove trees, but we really didn't go into detail the importance of the mangrove trees. And I had no idea what the trees looked like until I got to them. And for those at home, the roots of these mangrove trees are like, if you can imagine DNA strands, just millions of DNA strands just interwoven. And those kind of make their own reef, if you will, in the water. And well, you can explain it better than I can, John.
Yeah, well, actually the mangroves, they're a plant and they're very important for the ecosystem. And the way they grow is they grow on land, but the plant keeps on growing and it goes on over the water. So what you get is that the roots, they all go into the water because this plant consumes salt water. And the reason, let's say because the roots all go into the water, it's like a perfect place for fish where they can lay their eggs. So a lot of fish come here in this area because there are so much mangroves and they lay their eggs. And you will see also when you go next to the mangroves, when you're paddling next to them, you will see a lot of small fish swimming there. And the reason they keep on close to the mangroves is because they can hide when there are bigger predators after them. So when they get attacked, they go through the roots of the mangrove and they can get rid of their predator like that. And yeah, of course they consume salt water, so they have like this natural leaf filter system. They filter from the roots, and then you have the yellow leaves, they absorb all the salt, so they can only keep the fresh water in their system. And that makes that plant very important for this area, because a lot of seabirds like pelicans, storks, sea eagles, also pigeons, you have a lot of iguanas also coming to the mangroves to create a home there. You have land crabs. So yeah, it's a home for a lot of animal, and automatically that makes it very important for the ecosystem.
And I saw some of those crabs, well, a couple of crabs, they were kind of black and bluish, but you mentioned that they only come out at night, the bigger ones.
The bigger ones, correct, the land crabs. Those, they hide in between the mud. People can just go on YouTube and search for land crabs, and you will see. They hide into the mud during the day, and then at night they just come out, and then they go hunting for, like, they eat fish and other stuff like that. Also smaller crabs and stuff like that they eat. So, and in the branches you also saw the smaller crabs, right? Yeah, those are the ones you saw. But those are like there all the time at night and during the day.
One of the areas where we kind of took a break for a minute and you explained to us, what was the name of that area of water that the Spanish came and named?
Yeah, this bay is called the Spanish Waters, and it's a very big bay. And it's called the Spanish Water because it's the first place where the Spaniards in that time, they came in with their boats, with their ships. And that's why they call it also the Spanish Waters, because this is the first bay where the Spanish came in when they discovered Curacao.
Good stuff. And Curacao was here already, for the record.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah, yeah.
Yes, true. Definitely.
There were Indians living here before. I mean, if you see whole North America, Latin America, Mid America, and the Caribbean, there were all Indians living before the Spaniards came and discovered and yeah, took over their country, let's say like that.
Good stuff. Well, y'all, thank you so much for hanging out with me, brother, and leading us today. Family, it was a great excursion, being able to see the fish, being able to see the mangrove trees and learning about that, and just having an opportunity to be out in the middle of the water, man. So picturesque, this beautiful island of Curacao. Glad to be bringing it to you right here on your source for Cool Jazz and More, WEAA FM.